Welcome to this week's edition of Mortgage Rates Radio. I'm Philip McAllister, the publisher of MortgageRates.co.nz and the New Zealand Mortgage Magazine. It's June the 24th, a couple of days after the winter solstice. In this broadcast, we have our first ever interview. It is with loan market mortgage advisor Bruce Patton, who has written more than $1 billion worth of home loans. We'll play that interview for you soon. But first, here is the latest on home loan rate moves for the past week. I've come to love 5 o'clock on Friday. It's not because it's time to walk out the door for the weekend. Rather, it's when we often learn about home loan rate changes for the next week. ASB delivered something unexpected on Friday. It increased its short-term rates and lowered longer-term fixed home loan rates. The jargon for this is that it's flattened the yield curve. In ordinary terms, what we are saying is that there is increasingly little difference between what it charges for its short-term loans and its longer-term fixed-rate home loans. In fact, the difference between its one-year fixed rate and its five-year rate now is just 90 basis points. That's less than 1%. I won't say that it is unprecedented, but it is a very small and a very tight spread. I like to illustrate these things with graphs. The best way to do it is to go to mortgagerates.co.nz, where we have a great graph which shows you the yield curve comparing ASB's rates to ANZ's, and you'll see there that there's quite a difference. The other key point that you should look for on that graph is the two-year rates. Here, most banks have a very sharp special of 5.85%, and to see how sharp it is, you'll see it against the other rates there. Now I'd like to introduce our first interview. As I mentioned, it's with Bruce Patton from Loan Market.
So you've just recently passed the writing $1 billion worth of home loans. How long has it taken you to get to that level?
Well, it would be 12 years in August the 19th, to be exact. Would have been 12 years that I've been in the mortgage industry.
And how many loans would that have been?
Oh, good question. We worked that out the other day, actually. But I think we worked it out. It was around about 3,000 or thereabouts.
Yeah, I would have thought it was about 300 a year, so that sounds about right. A lot of happy customers.
Yeah, well, hopefully that's why they keep coming back.
Yeah.
It's certainly gone quick. It's hard to believe we've even been in over 10 years.
So what do you think is the secret of it, you know, the success of, you know, of yourself as being a mortgage advisor?
I mean, I always say the simple things are what makes the difference. I spend a lot of time reading and absorbing information when it comes out, so that and whether that be through the internet or the paper or going and listening to the bank's economists speak. So I try to absorb as much information as I can, because then I can relay that to my clients and it gives them the reassurance that I know what I'm talking about. It's a terrible cliche, but the 5% difference between myself and perhaps someone else, and that's just going the extra mile for the client, taking things off their hands. So whether it be just as simple as, well, you know, we'll organise the valuation, or look, I'll find out from your solicitor whether the documents have arrived and I'll come back to you, as opposed to, can you go and talk to your lawyer and find out if they're there and then let me know. So those little things that take stuff away from a client gives them the feeling that, you know, you're doing you know, everything for them. I think that's probably the key. And then obviously how I interact with them when I'm in a meeting, and just how I portray myself to them and the knowledge that I have.
I was going to ask, you know, what do people want when they come to see a mortgage advisor besides quite a good rate? But obviously, you know, there you've answered, and there's a whole service element behind it and helping the purchaser in the transaction.
I would suggest most brokers say the same thing, that, you know, most clients think that they're coming to see you about a rate, but once they understand what you do, you know, they realise that it's more than just that. And if you can actually show them that it's just more than that, they are so much more receptive to you. And you know, you overcome the whole price thing very quickly if you go about it the right way.
Why don't more people use mortgage advisors in New Zealand?
Well, I mean, it's like anything. If they've got a good relationship with the person they deal with, there's no reason for them to need to deal with a mortgage broker. I think we hold quite good market share. If you look at the lenders that we deal with, and anecdotally what level of their business we're writing, I think it's still quite significant. You know, I would suggest that it's still around a third of every mortgage written is through a mortgage broker. I'd like to see it a lot higher, but I don't think we've quite cracked the industry when it comes to growing our business. We spend too much time chasing each other in the business, whether you know, with groups trying to get each other's brokers instead of trying to grow the business and trying to bring new people into the industry. I think we probably need to take a look at ourselves to answer that question as to why we're not writing more business than we currently are.
Yes, because you know, over in Australia, I know they hit the 50% mark recently, so yeah, quite a long way behind them.
And that's what I say, you know, like there's no point blaming different people for it. Take a good look in the mirror and ask yourself why we're not growing the business, and it mainly revolves around the fact that we spend too much time trying to get each other's business instead of trying to concentrate on growing our own business. I would suggest that Australia's, you know, in the position they are because of things like Trail that helps you be able to grow your business, and that's one of the things that probably does counteract brokers being able to grow.
Well, we understand there might be some changes happening there.
Yeah, well, we won't hold our breath, you know. It would be lovely to think that that will change, and I think it will make a huge difference to the bank's churn and retention and all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, that's their decision whether they go down that path or not. You know, time will only tell.
And just finally, you know, on interest rates, they're rising at the moment, but what's the sort of general theme of advice that you give people at the moment? Is it around, you know, fixing or floating, or what sorts of terms?
We've been telling people probably since late last year that we feel that the tide's turning and the time is to fix, depending on circumstances, of course. But, you know, most of it is around affordability. So I'm still a firm favourite of 3 years. We've got a bit of upward swing on the cycle, and that's going to have a lasting effect for at least a couple of years. So if you go for two, you'll probably come out at the top of the cycle. If you go for three, you might just go over the peak. But, you know, it's a crystal ball, but our feeling is that three-year term.
Yes, yeah, and there's some pretty competitive rates in that space at the moment.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
That looks good.
And to wrap up this week's report, I'm pleased to announce that these broadcasts are now available on iTunes. Have a great week. Bye for now.